Hey folks, it's Scott Weingart here with an MCRIT Wii. Now, if you have any idea of what's going on with the post-arrest hypothermia literature, then you know exactly what the topic of this Wii is, because there's no other topic it could be than the targeted temperature management article just published ahead of print in the New England Journal. We've been waiting for this one. This is definitely a game changer. This was a study that took a whole bunch of patients, almost 1,000 patients, and randomized them to either induce hypothermia with a target temp of 33 degrees Celsius or induce normothermia with a target temp of 36 degrees Celsius. And what are the results? No difference between the two groups. Absolutely incredible stuff. Well, does this invalidate all the previous literature? The Haka trial, the Bernard trial? Well, no. Those trials actually had two groups. One group got standard care, in which the patients were out to drift to whatever temperature they want. A lot of them would get febrile. That's the standard state in an inflammatory state post-arrest. And then the other group got targeted temperature management at 33 degrees Celsius. This is adding to those trials and saying, is it really bringing them down to lower than normal temps, or is it avoiding those fevers? We know fevers are deleterious to an injured brain. If you spend any time in the neurocritical care unit with a sick head, you know a lot of these patients are on hypothermia machines to keep them at induced normothermia, keeping them at a normal temperature, not letting them spike. And so what this group posited is it preventing the fever or cooling them down that actually does the job? And from what we could see from this trial, which is bigger than the prior two trials combined, it's not necessary to bring them down to the 33 degrees Celsius. You could just make sure they do not spike. Now, 36 is on the low end of normal. You could almost call this mild hypothermia or just, you know, at the bottom range of normothermia. But at least from the evidence conglomeration we have now, there is nothing to say that bringing them down to 33 is better than just keeping them at 36. And this is super helpful to us managing these patients if it turns out all the really smart folks out there accept this, because it's a lot easier hemodynamically to take care of a patient at 36 than it is at 33. All those perturbations of their electrolytes, of their cardiac output, of their heart rate, really don't happen that much at 36. It might be a little tougher to keep them from shivering, but we could deal with that. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to get folks like hopefully Steve Bernard and other insanely smart people on the area of post-arrest and ask them what they're going to do. And based on their feelings, it'll determine whether or not I change our protocol and whether I change my practice. All right, Scott Weingart, MCRIT Wii. If you want the article itself, the link is in the show notes at mcrit.org. Bye-bye.